KSRN News. I'm John Scott. A Georgia judge scheduling a hearing on a motion to prohibit Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from continuing to pursue her election interference case against former President Trump and others. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A defense attorney in the case argued in a court filing last month that a romantic relationship between Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade disqualifies them both. The filing says Willis personally benefited from the prosecution when Wade paid for vacations for the pair, creating a conflict of interest. The DA has acknowledged the relationship, but has said it has no bearing on the serious criminal charges against Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House responding to a congressman's warning of a serious national security threat. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee said he has information about a serious national security threat. Republican Mike Turner of Ohio gave no details, but urged the Biden administration to declassify the information. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said he's already scheduled to meet with top congressional intelligence leaders on Thursday.
I'm focused on going to see him, sit with him, as well as the other House members of the Gang of Eight tomorrow, and I'm not in a position to say anything further from this podium at this time.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
In consumer news, thousands of ride-hailing and delivery workers in the U.S. and U.K. are on strike on this Valentine's Day in an effort to win better pay. In the U.S., Uber and Lyft drivers plan day-long strikes in Chicago, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Miami, and other cities. Stocks trying to recoup some of their sharp losses from a day before as conditions calm a bit on Wall Street. The Dow ahead 57 points, the NASDAQ up 122. This is SRN News. Another troubling report about the spiritual beliefs of America's young people.
According to the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, just 36% of preteens believe that faith in Christ is the only way to eternal salvation. Only 25% of kids under the age of 13 think that the Bible is truly the Word of God. And a mere 21% believes that moral truth exists. ACU spokesman Dr. George Barna says, quote, "We are on the precipice of Christian invisibility in this nation unless we get serious about this crisis." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers. This is SRN News. Flight attendants speaking up about getting a pay raise.
Flight attendants are growing frustrated with the major airlines. At O'Hare Airport in Chicago, Southwest flight attendant and union leader Corliss King says it's been a year since pilots got big pay raises.
We are not standing down any longer to substandard contracts, to substandard conditions, to substandard wages.
King says flight attendants haven't been rewarded for working through the pandemic and being responsible for passenger safety. What's the next step?
We are ready to take all available options that are afforded to us.
Last fall, flight attendants rejected a deal with Southwest. Airline strikes can be delayed or blocked by federal mediators, the president, or Congress. I'm Ed Donahue.
Kansas legislators want to impose tougher prison sentences for harming or killing police dogs. The possible penalty in Florida is now up to 15 years in jail. More details at SRNNews.com.